It is time to talk wrestling. The WIAA Individual State Wrestling Tournament this weekend, Thursday through Saturday at the Kohl Center in Madison. Joining me right now is Shane Sparks from BadgerStateWrestling.com. Well, Shane, you'll be there this weekend, and obviously the individual wrestling thing is not a team thing. That event takes place a week later. But tell me about the excitement level of this state tournament with the number of quality wrestlers that are down in Madison.
Well, Bill, first of all, thanks for having me on. Always great to talk wrestling, and every single year it's a ton of excitement. A lot of kids have been wrestling for a long time, and this is the pinnacle in our sport. You want to get on that podium or better yet win a state title, and a lot of great kids, some really good kids. Looking at Division One, Kokon, of course, a great program there under head coach Jeff Macha. They get a couple of guys with high expectations. Trey Leon at 106 pounds, he had suffered a leg injury, so he just came back in time for the conference tournament, but he has demolished the competition, and at 106 pounds, he'll be amongst the favorites. Another kid from Wausau West is B. Lohr. He's really tough. Another kid from Kokon is Robert Lee. He won a state title a year ago as a freshman, and now is up at 120 after winning the title at 113, and just a really tough kid. But when I think about Division One, other kids that come to mind, Jake Stilling at 170 pounds, he won a state title a year ago from Elkhorn. He's going to wrestle at Wisconsin. And 138, a kid from Bayport, Alex Blaney, he's got one loss on the season. He'll definitely be in the mix to win a state title. One thing, Bill, with the state tournament is they do not seed it. So you can get some really good matches early on. And on Thursday night, a match that I'm intrigued to see, if it indeed does play out, it'd be a second-round matchup with Travis Heading from Wausau West at 152 against a freshman phenom in Hartford's Bo Bresky, one of the most talented kids in all the country. But that could be a second-round matchup. And when I think about Division One, just those are the initial thoughts that come to mind.
Well, with as many individual wrestlers at the individual tournament, seeding could be a monumental headache, and maybe wouldn't always work out fair. But it's that's tough if you're a big wrestling fan and you're seeing two of the premier wrestlers in a certain weight class in a certain division have to square off right away in the preliminaries.
Yeah, one thing they do, they added this a few years back, was they have a wrestle-off back to third place. So I think that was a great improvement made by the tournament. So as they say, you know, some would say to be the best, you got to beat the best. Ultimately, you're going to have to wrestle some tough matches. And it definitely, you know, adds some excitement on that opening Thursday night.
Shane, 31 wrestlers will enter the weekend in Divisions 1, 2, and 3 unbeaten. How much pressure is there on these young wrestlers when they have yet to lose a match?
You know, this is my opinion, Bill. It's my opinion that if I'm a wrestling coach, I want to go out of my way to get a kid beaten. And, you know, to me, when it comes to records, every stat has a story behind it. And when you look at some of the programs like Wausau West, Luxembourg Casco, Kokona, Bayport, those top programs in the States, very rarely will you see a kid with an undefeated record, and it's because of the competition they wrestle. Bob Rousseau, Hall of Fame head coach of Luxembourg Casco, him and I have talked about this. It's about winning a state title. That's the goal. It's the goal to be, you know, 45-2 in place third or fourth at state, or is the goal to be, you know, 35-7 and win a state title? But when you look at these top programs historically, they got guys that are beat. So, and I also think, too, you talk about the pressure. There is pressure because a lot of these kids maybe have never been punched in the mouth. And the last place that I want to face adversity for the first time in a wrestling season is at the Kohl Center. So, you know, to me personally, I'm not a big records guy because, like I said before, I don't care how many guys you've beaten. I want to know who you've beaten, and there's a big, big difference between a great record and a great wrestler. So I don't look a whole lot into the records, but there's definitely added pressure when you go into this tournament without a loss.
All right, interesting. Shane Sparks and BadgerStateWrestling.com. You mentioned Bayport. They in the team competition, and they'll wrestle in the team competition in Division One. They knocked off Wisconsin Rapids, and it's been a long time since anybody's kept Rapids out of the team competition.
Yeah, this is the first time in a while where the Division One race is really up for grabs. Wisconsin Rapids has dominated the Division One field, and Coach Shevchik there at Bayport has done a phenomenal job. They got a really, really good team, and they'll definitely be in the mix for a team title. I believe they could match up with Wausau West. They're in the Division I field. And, you know, when I look at Division I, along with Bayport, Wausau West, and Kokona, I think those are the three that would be the odds-on favorites. But the best thing about this sport, Bill, is it doesn't matter what I think or what you think. There's no computer poll. It gets decided inside that circle. You got to create your own breaks, and crazy things happen. And you talked about it earlier before, that word pressure. And that word is the ultimate X factor when you look at both individual and the team state tournaments.
This is one of the, and you've been to many of them at the Kohl Center, one of the great WIAA championship events is the state wrestling tournament. The Kohl Center, especially on Saturday when they're deciding the champions, it is literally the place to be.
It is. I mean, they do a phenomenal job. If you've ever seen the March of Champions, it's one of those things you got to see one time. I mean, every single year when that music kicks in, the lights go out, every single year, I know it's coming, I've been there a lot, hair on my arm stands up, heart starts to pound a little bit, and, you know, quite honestly, get a little bit choked up, because you know, you understand, if you love this sport, the time and the sacrifice, the dedication, not only by these wrestlers, it's the coaching staffs, it's the practice partners in their room, it's mom and dad who have been traveling to tournaments every week since these kids were, you know, some of these kids were in kindergarten, first grade, so it's just kind of a culmination of all that time and effort, and that night truly is the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, because there is no in-between after the finals on Saturday night.
You know, I think one of the interesting things, Shane, is when you look at wrestlers who, you know, when they come in their freshman year, they might start at 106 or 112 or, you know, whatever, and then they gain weight as they get older, and you know they might have won a championship at a lighter weight as a freshman or a sophomore, and then by the time they're junior or senior, they're wrestling at a higher weight. What kind of an accomplishment is it to win multiple state championships at different weights?
I think it's a phenomenal accomplishment, and you nailed it right on the head. These kids are getting bigger, and I think that's been something that's changed a little bit maybe these past couple of years is kids thinking to themselves, you know what, I want to be strongest, I want to enjoy the sport, and I'm going to, you know, let the chips fall where they may and elevate weight classes through the years. And, guys that, you know, to me, in my opinion, guys that are able to win multiple state titles at different weight classes, to me, as a wrestling fan, I definitely give that more credence.
So many storylines at an individual state tournament, because there's so many great wrestlers from around the state and the various divisions and, you know, 1, 2, and 3. Is there anything that stands out to you, something that you're, as you go and watch this tournament again this weekend, that you're really going to be keeping your eye on, that you're really interested in making sure you catch?
You know what, Bill? There's a story for every one of these kids. There really is. Every single one of them's got a story. There aren't really any that specifically stand out. I'm just always curious to see just great wrestling. I mean, I talked about that match before at 152 that could happen early on with a Travis heading in a Bo Bresky. That's just a storyline for me, because, you know, something's got to give there. Another, I'm also always curious to see guys that have been knocking on the door but haven't quite, you know, been able to get to the top of the mountain. Kid that stands out, Jared Sherbrock from Sun Prairie. When he was a freshman, he had an illegal slam at sectionals and didn't make the state tournament. That was his only loss as a freshman. Last year, he made the state finals and lost to Rylan Lubeck of Wisconsin Rapids. Rylan Lubeck now wrestles for Barry Davis at the University of Wisconsin. So I'm paying attention to Jared Sherbrock because he's so good, but it just hasn't worked out for him yet. But he's definitely one of the best kids in the state, any weight class, any division, and I think this is going to be his weekend to get that gold medal.
When you look at the seniors, about what percentage of them will be wrestling for the last time on this mat?
I would anticipate that more than half for sure, because to wrestle in the next level, it is such a step up. And the main reason being is opportunities. I've always said, when you, if in high school you were couple-time all-conference selection. You could go on and with the opportunities available, most likely, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, those major sports, you can have an opportunity. It's different in wrestling. There's not as many opportunities. So Wrestle Division III, you have to be exceptional. I mean, you have to be really, really good into Wrestle Division II or Division I. That, to me, is, you know, that's not something, it's very hard to wrap your head around it and truly comprehend it. So for the majority of these kids, this is the last dance, and, you know, no regrets. You go out there, and you got to leave it on the line, and if you do that, you can, you know, look yourself in the mirror regardless of what happens and move on to the next stage.
All right, we'll try to talk again next week before the team championships, State of Wisconsin Wrestling, but the individual events this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday down at the Kohl Center in Madison. That's Shane Sparks from BadgerStateWrestling.com. Shane, thanks for hanging out with me.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot, Bill. Anytime.